When fans are let back into stadiums, which teams will sell the most tickets? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Dre, professor of business at Illinois College, says their win-loss record might not matter as much as first thought.
Coach Vince Lombardi famously declared, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." So when a team wins, it should be easy to sell their tickets, right? My research into sports ticket sales suggests otherwise. For example, in 2019, Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays had the third best record in the American League, but finished dead last in league attendance. In 2018, the NFL's Denver Broncos sold out every home game while posting a 6-10 record. What's going on? First, we must understand the timing of sports ticket transactions. Season and group tickets are usually sold before the season, so these transactions are independent of the current season record. Ticket brokers also buy their tickets before the season and then resell them. Even individual tickets are often sold weeks or months in advance, especially when ticket demand is high. If ticket sales are not solely determined by winning, what are the crucial factors? Three elements are key: a sense of community among fans that often starts with winning, fan engagement with the team, and promotion. Fans who feel connected to other fans will Snapchat, blog, surf, post, and yes, even sometimes actually talk to each other, deepening their connections to the team and each other. Teams can also use promotions and theme nights to enhance this sense of community. Of course, the occasional bobblehead giveaway helps too. If Coach Lombardi was around today, he might say, "Winning isn't everything, but it sure helps." Creating that sense of community is, in fact, everything.
That was John Dre of Illinois College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.